Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Yeah, welcome back. It is 6:43 and Russ Mould from AJ Bell is on the line. Good morning, Russ.
Good morning to you. I hope you had a lovely weekend.
And not a bad weekend indeed. I hope you did too. Now, let's start with the brand new Fed chairman, Kevin Warsh. He starts his first full week with US bond yields as high as just before the financial crisis. That's a pretty big intray already.
It is, particularly when inflation is above target and has been so basically for the last 5 years, when financial markets are bouncy. But on the other hand, the jobs market seems to be a little bit soft around the edges and consumer confidence is actually through the floor in the housing market's weak. So he's got lots and lots of different things to worry about. And also he does have a president who is very, very keen on interest rate cuts, even though inflation is above target. And if you look at what financial markets are expecting, Mr. Warsh's first meeting as the new man in charge on the 17th of June, markets are putting a 1% chance on a rate cut and they're putting a virtually 0% chance on a rate cut by the end of this year and a 50-50 chance on interest rate increases. Now, I can't imagine that's going to go down too well in the White House, even if financial markets think it may be the right way to go.
Mm. He is signaling changes, though, in how inflation should be measured. He's talking about kind of trimming the excesses and having a median inflation rate, which is normally lower. And he's talking about the possible end of quantitative easing or printing money.
Yeah, I mean, the way in which inflation measured is a bit of a slippery fish, and there are lots and lots of different ways in which it's measured. If he can come up with a way that means that inflation looks lower than it is, I'm sure that will give him a little bit of room for manoeuvre. He has been a big critic of quantitative easing, saying that it's benefited Wall Street more than it's benefited Main Street because of asset price inflation, which I think is actually a perfectly legitimate point, and that isn't doing much for social equality in the US.
Yeah.
And intriguingly, the Fed has actually been expanding its balance sheet by buying more US bonds since November. It hasn't called it QE. It's called it the Reserve Management Program, which is kind of, nevertheless, still giving cheap money to banks. So it's pretty much the same thing. So it'll be intriguing to see if, again, Mr. Warsh pushes back on that, given that markets don't think he's got much room for manoeuvre in terms of loosening policy in other ways if he needs to.
Now, there is a fair bit of confusion out there about what actually was agreed between Trump and Xi Jinping. For example, how many Boeing planes, because they wanted to sell something like 600 or 700 Boeing planes, but the number has come in lower than that.
Yeah, so there's a suggestion that the total order was 200, which was why Boeing's share price fell last week. There's also dispute over exactly whether China is buying NVIDIA silicon chips or not for AI. It's been allowed to buy trailing edge chips, not the most cutting edge versions. The official Chinese line, well, is we're not bothering because we'll develop our own. Thank you very much. And there's even dispute over how many soybeans China is buying. President Trump and Trade Representative Greer have trumpeted China buying 25 million tons of soybeans for each of the next 3 years on multiple occasions. But if you look at the soybeans price, that actually went down last week and commodity traders are saying there's no sign of that. And actually, Chinese are actually buying from Brazil and Argentina. Mm. So I'm clearly not in a position to say who's talking, telling the truth and who isn't here, because you've got China on one side and America on the other. But certainly there is a chance that some of President Trump's more grandiloquent promises aren't necessarily being delivered upon.
Yeah. Now, staying with Trump, he's been trading a lot of stocks. I mean, how did it emerge that the American president, who literally moves the market with every sentence he issues, can be allowed to buy and sell stocks?
He has to, all US government officials, and particularly the president, have to file every quarter with the US Office for Government Ethics and disclose what they're doing in terms of their financial position. And in the president's name, there have been some there's been an awful lot of trading and particularly buying of stocks such as Intel or NVIDIA or Palantir, names which are very important to what he's trying to achieve from a national policy perspective and are potential beneficiaries of that national policy. There have been some sales as well. The president himself and the Trump organization both say we are not dictating, choosing, selecting those deals, those stocks ourselves. It's all been done at completely arm's length by a wealth manager, an independent party. So it's nothing to do with us.
Mm, okay. 2 months after Trump announced that the US would provide insurance to ships seeking to go through the Strait of Hormuz, not a single dollar of cover has been issued.
Now, the Financial Times has done some digging here. So AIG and Chubb were the companies who were given the opportunity to provide that insurance with state backing, I think. And no marine company, no vessel owners have taken that on, basically because they Operation Project Freedom, where the US said it would provide naval military support to ships going through the strait. Well, that lasted a day, and then President Trump backed off. And so in the absence of a convoy or of security, vessel owners are understandably looking to protect their crews, protect their ships, not willing to take the risk. And so that there is still very little movement, if anything, through the Straits of Hormuz. And you're seeing that reflected not just in oil prices, but also in freight rates, where the cost of shipping a 20-foot container around has gone from just under $1,000 to over $4,000 since the war started, according to shipbrokers Clarkson. So that might be good news to some degree for the freight companies like Maersk of Denmark or Hapag-Lloyd. Equally, that increase reflects the fact their costs have gone up because of fuel, probably insurance, but also in the Middle East now, they're having to move a lot of stuff over land across Saudi Arabia, through Iraq, through Turkey, to get to different waterways to avoid the Straits of Hormuz, so you can't get as many containers on a lorry, and they're burning an awful lot more fuel.
Which is not efficient at all. Staying with the energy theme, Fervo, its shares took off at the end of last week.
Fervo fever, yeah. I mean, so this is a bit of a new one on me. Geothermal power, so it uses oil and gas-style drilling to tap heat that's trapped underground from naturally occurring hot water and steam near the surface of the earth. There are a couple of projects going on in Nevada and Utah, and the company doesn't have any revenues, so this is all still very much, you know, in development, but it's looking to develop a new project using power from that. And it floated on the Nasdaq stock market last week, and the shares basically went up by half in the space of 3 or 4 days. So lots of excitement about that, because, again, the scramble for reliable sources of electricity to fund the data centers that drive artificial intelligence is still on. And a lot of green energies under President Biden were given some pretty healthy tax credits to try and develop and provide the energy. And geothermal's actually got big tax credits out the way to 2035.
Okay. Russ, thanks so much for joining us, and commiserations. I know you're an Hearts fan. It must have been very frustrating over the weekend for you. Have a lovely rest of the week. That's Russ Mould from AJ Bell.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.